Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Deutsch Coatings, Wagner Sprayers, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing? What are you working on? Are you outside working on your house, your yard, your deck, your patio? You sprucing it up? We're spending more and more time outside as the weather gets warmer. And if you've got a project you need to get done, you're in the right place because we're here to help. We've got our sleeves rolled up. We're ready to pitch in and lend a hand. If you've got questions on how to take on a job around your house, inside or out, reach out to us. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your question on the Money Pit app for the fastest reply. That is at moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask. Or you could call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens. But cooking and dining do require some sort of special recipes of their own. We're going to have some tips for designing an amazing outdoor kitchen space.
And spring storms can turn everyday objects into projectiles that can do serious damage to your home. So we've got some tips on a DIY inspection that can help you spot small repairs before they grow into big problems.
And hey guys, did you know that slips and falls cause more than a million visits to emergency rooms every year? So we're going to share a super durable new anti-slip product that can make both indoor and outdoor surfaces safer and more attractive.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement questions. Whatever you are working on this almost summer season, I know we're still a little bit away, but I just want to get to the warm, warm weather. You know me. I like it either hot or cold, not the in-between. So whatever you are working on to make your summer fantastic at your Money Pit, let us give you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. The quickest way to get your question answered is by posting it to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kelly in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a Craftsman-style home, and it has ridge vents. But I had an energy audit just this spring, and the energy audit said, Kelly, you don't have any soffit vents in your around your eaves. Well, I don't really have eaves. All of my roof ends in these exposed rafters. It does have gables, and so he said, you need to vent this house. Your house, your attic is not probably ventilated because you don't have any way for the air to get in the bottom.
Okay, so you have no soffit. Is that correct? Basically, it terminates?
That's correct.
So here's the solution, okay? There's a type of vent called a drip edge vent. And what a drip edge vent does is it essentially extends the roof line by all of about 2 inches. And that 2 inch, it becomes an overhang at the edge that provides the in-tech ventilation for the soffit. So if you go to the website for airvent.com, it's the AirVent Corporation, take a look at the product selection there and look at the drip edge vent, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Now, to do this, you're going to end up taking off the bottom course of shingles and maybe even putting two shingles in its place, because you're going to have to actually physically extend the roof by a couple of inches. But done right, you will install that soffit that you don't have, and you won't notice it from the outside. So you're not going to physically notice a difference in terms of the architectural style of your house, but you will provide that all-important space for intake ventilation.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Now we've got Dawn in Florida, who appears to be a texture junkie looking to retexture a ceiling. Dawn, I think this is a first. How can we help you?
My house is about a year and a half old, and when they texture the ceiling, it's a light orange peel, same thing they did on the walls. So they said it would be easier and more economical to do that than to try to do a slick coat on my ceiling. I don't think that's true now, a year and a half later into it, but I noticed that you could still see the mud marks. Well, I've been doing a lot of research on painting, and they have all this Venetian plaster and all these different techniques, and I got to wondering if I could do it on a ceiling, the same wall technique on a ceiling.
What does the ceiling look like right now? How deep is the texture that you have?
Very light. It is a very light orange peel, but you can still see the tape and the mudding. Late at night, I was up there, and I'm like, I can still see the lines where the drywall goes together. So you can definitely see it raised.
I'm concerned that even if you do put the Venetian plaster kind of paint on that, that it might not be thick enough. Because if you can see the tape and the mud, it means that the ceiling was never properly spackled. And if it wasn't properly spackled, you're likely to see that through no matter what you do.
Well, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should hire somebody to come in and just redo my ceilings? It's not a very big house. It's actually an ICF construction house. It's got solid concrete walls with rebar. And so it's very solidly built, and I went through a lot of trouble to have it done, so Hurricane couldn't blow me away. Yeah. But I wanted to look good on the inside as well.
ICF stands for insulated concrete forms, for those in our audience that have never heard that term used, and it's a tremendous way to build a house because it is hurricane proof. Literally, all the things that get thrown around in a hurricane, will not pierce the outside of the house. You'd be surprised how quick, a 2x4 could be jammed right through a building that's made with wood siding or even vinyl siding. Could be even worse. And the ceiling itself, if it wasn't completely spackled, I'm concerned that if you put anything on top of that, it's going to show through. So I would suggest then what you might want to do is to sand, have somebody come in and sand those areas that are not properly spackled, do a good job spackling them, and then lightly sand the whole thing, put a good coat of primer over it, and then, because this is a repair, it's not going to be as smooth as if it wasn't a repair, so then you could use a plaster paint, a Venetian plaster, or a textured paint as a final step. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I think we're on the same page, and I appreciate it.
Charles in Ohio is on the line and is dealing with some dogs that like to just eat away at the yard. What's going on?
I was wondering if there's an economical way to fix my problem I'm having in my backyard. I have a fence that's square shaped in the back of my yard, out the back of the house. And I have two dogs, and they like to run from one side of the house to the other, leaving a mud path, hardened, baked path from one side of the house to the other, and I'm looking for a way to fix that that would be easy on my pocketbook.
Okay, so can we control the dogs so that they won't wear it out again if we restore the lawn?
No, the dogs, anytime they see anything come across in front of our house, they like to run from one side to the other. So without chaining them up, which defeats the purpose of our fence, we like to let them run free.
You know, a couple of things come to mind, one of which is that the kind of grass that you have there, you know, I was thinking, Leslie, that something like a Zoysia grass might be a little bit tougher.
Well, I mean, it is very, very durable. Now, the other thing I was thinking, is this directly in the front of your house or is it on the side of your house?
The fence is in the back of the house, so basically it's a big smiley face from the left side of the house to the right side because they run around my deck.
I was going to say, if there's a way to make like a slate pathway or, you know, some sort of stone that obviously would change the look of the yard itself but would give you an area that's not going to be constantly scratched away at.
That sounds very feasible.
And that's not difficult to do. You can completely create a pathway using, you know, some edger, or you can get, you know, remnants of slate at any sort of stone yard. I mean, you can think about a ton of different ways to do it. Pavers. You can pick a price point and stick to it.
That sounds great. Will the dogs, because I put stone back there, stay off of that and create a new path, or will that not affect the dogs at all?
I don't think so. I think the dogs want to run against that fence, so they'll probably try to get as close to it as possible.
That sounds great. I sure do appreciate it. I'll look into some stonework then that where I can make a smiley face going back to my house.
All right, Charles. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, outdoor kitchens. They've never been more popular, but cooking and dining outside require some special recipes of their own. We'll tell you what you need to know in today's Home Solution Tip, presented by Angie, after this.
Money Pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you planning a big project? Well, whether you're doing that job yourself or you're hiring a pro, on the Money Pit podcast, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get the job done right the first time.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Cynthia, calling in from Brooklyn, New York, is dealing with some wet basement issues. Tell us what's going on.
I have a
question I want to ask you about the waterproofing for the basement, because I live here in a flooded zone, and when we had Hurricane Irene, I was greatly affected by that.
Okay.
So I had one company came in, and they were asking like $21,000, a little over $21,000 to do that waterproofing. Is that sounds reasonable or whatever going on there with that company?
Absolutely, completely not reasonable. Now, the water problem that you had was associated with the hurricane?
Yes, yes.
The reason the water came in was because it was sourced on the outside of your house. In other words, when you have heavy rain like that, your gutters become overwhelmed. They dump a lot of water right at the foundation, and then pretty soon the soil can't handle the water and it drains into the house. And so I'm sure this is what happened. And if you're only getting water when you have really heavy rain conditions like that, then you absolutely positively do not need to spend $20,000+ on a system to pump water out of your basement. What you do need to do on a regular basis is to make sure, first of all, that your gutters are, that they exist, that you have them, that they're clean, that the downspouts dump the water at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house, and even more than that, or run them through underground pipes and take them out. And then your grading around the house, the angle of the soil slopes away. Those two things will go a long way towards preventing any further wet basement problems. The problem with the waterproofers is this. They don't make money by selling you gutter cleaning services and extending downspouts. They only make money when they come in with their jackhammers and tear up basement floors and put in drain tile and sump pumps, and they do it whether you need it or not. And in this case, you don't need it because you told me that this only happened when you had an extraordinary weather event like that. And that means you absolutely don't need that service. What you do need is to make sure your drainage conditions are set up on the outside of your house. Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Save another one from the perils of the waterproofing contractor. If you look at our website, Leslie, and look at all the articles I've written about this, and look at all the comments.
They're all from waterproofing contractors.
Oh, they hate me. Oh, they totally hate me because I take business away from them because I tell people the truth. You don't need sump pumps. You don't need drain tile. All you need is clean gutters. It's very, very simple.
Well, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens. But designing an outdoor kitchen is different than designing an indoor cooking and even an indoor prep space. So we've got some tips to help in today's home solution tip presented by Angie.
Now, first up, there are definitely key differences between indoor and outdoor kitchens. For example, adding power to an outdoor kitchen requires special outlets to be protected from the elements and to prevent shocks. And plumbing has to be set up so it can be easily drained in the off season. And even the appliances you choose, like a refrigerator, that has to be rated for outdoor use. It's a different refrigeration system when it's running in temperatures that are going to have that kind of a range compared to the one you use inside your house.
Yeah. Now, the first step, though, guys, is to figure out the location. If you've got an existing patio, that's a great foundation for an outdoor kitchen. You can add some heavy stone counters and a grill without making any structural modifications. Decks, on the other hand, are going to require added support because everything in this outdoor kitchen is going to weigh a lot. Now, you want to choose a location that's not too far from your home to keep back and forth runs minimal. And outdoor kitchens are almost always social spaces, so you want to make sure to plan space for all of those extra helpers.
Next, think about the electricity and the plumbing work. Even if it's just for task lighting or appliances, the electricity is a definite nice to have. But you're going to need an experienced electrician, and all the circuits need to be ground fault protected. Because with GFCIs, you'll have the option to protect the circuit at the electrical panel or at the outlet. And in this case, I say it's best to do it at the panel because this way you don't have to hunt around for an outlet to hit that reset button, and it covers the entire circuit. Now, for plumbing, stainless steel sinks work best outdoors because they don't corrode. Now, unless you plan on washing dishes or vegetables outside, you're only going to need a cold water supply line. And be sure to install a shutoff valve inside the house so you can drain the line in the winter. If you do add hot water, also be sure to insulate the entire line.
Now, lastly, you've got to think about the cooking. Now, most of your outdoor kitchens include a gas or a charcoal grill. If your home already runs on gas, maybe you can plan to run a gas line to that grill designed to run on natural gas. For propane, you want to plan on incorporating a space wide enough so that a 20-pound propane tank and room for a spare is right there with that grill. This way, you'll always have that spare tank to switch if you're running out in the middle of a meal, which happens far more often than you think. So I love to have a spare tank around.
All the time.
All right. Outdoor kitchens can definitely have a positive effect on your home's value as well. So for more tips on how to design a kitchen that works for you, visit the Solution Center at Angie.com.
And that's today's home solution tip presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, they know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
Now we've got Olin in North Carolina on the line who needs some help with a radiant floor system project. Tell us what you're working on. Are you doing this yourself?
Yeah, I am a do-it-yourselfer kind of guy, and I'm going to just do the rough end of the tubing myself. I'm going to leave the pumps and whatnot to the professionals, but it's sort of smart to let have somebody to do the hard stuff for you. But I figure I can do the tubing myself, and my question regards the choice between PEX and Onyx tubing.
Okay.
And about cost effectiveness and which one is more appropriate for my region. I'm in North Carolina.
Well, what type of subfloor are you working with?
I'm going to be working on my existing open floor joists and 16-inch centers, so I got plenty of space under there to staple up either the aluminum plates or to put up the rubberized Onyx material.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be your flooring?
Above it, I will have a hardwood floor. In some areas, I'm going to be putting down the cement board and tile on top.
Okay. Now, when you're dealing with radiant flooring with hardwood, you have to make sure that the certain type of hardwood you buy is appropriate for radiant, and it depends on the way the graining is cut. And I forget exactly what it's called, but you have to make sure you buy the correct type of grain, the way the piece of flooring for the wood itself is cut. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of shifting and movement just due to the nature of the heating.
Right. Well, I hear that the PEX tends to cause a little bit more expansion and contraction in the tubing itself. My floor is actually existing pine floor. It's only a certain area where I'll be putting in the cement board and the tile.
Well, look, I think that either product, as long as it's installed consistent with the manufacturer's instructions, is going to be fine. PEX is really the more common known product for this, and we've seen it in many, many houses. PEX stands for cross-linked polyethylene. Onyx is cross-linked EPDM. So it's another formulation for a radiant tubing product. Personally, I would use PEX only because it seems to have the history. I know that Onyx was used a lot on outdoor applications for like snow melting and that sort of thing. But because it's inside the house and because it's got such a great reputation, I would use PEX. And I've seen PEX become very, very indestructible when it comes to its ability to work with all sorts of conditions inside the house. In fact, I saw a demonstration once. One thing that's cool about PEX is the memory that it has. You can heat this stuff and stretch it to twice its length and let it go, and it goes back to its original shape. So it retains its original shape. So it's a pretty impressive product, and I think it's got the history, and that's what I think I would trust if I was going to go radiant in my house.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Just ahead, spring storms can turn everyday objects around the yard into projectiles that can do serious damage to your home. We've got some easy window repair tips right after this.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? We share expert tips, ideas, and inspiration, all to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Judy in Florida is on the line with a countertop situation. What happened? You scraped it? You cut it? What'd you do?
The previous owners had painted it, and I took a razor blade and went up under it, and I was able to get all of that paint off. But evidently, they sanded the tops, and I would like to bring some light back into the top.
So wait, is it wood? Is it butcher block? Is it laminate?
It's laminate, yes. And it's in good shape. It's just that it's dull. It's got the marble look.
I mean, you've got a couple of options. You could paint it again. There are several different companies that make a laminate painting kit. Rust-Oleum has a couple of different products. Modern Masters and, Tom, there was that one we saw in Vegas, it's named after the guy's daughter. It's got two marbling kits in it.
Yeah, I have seen that, and I prefer not to do that. I read an article somewhere, and I cannot find the article, that said that you could use car wax, paste wax,
sure,
and buff it. Would that look? I mean, the countertop looks fine. It just needs a gloss. You know, I don't want a real high gloss. I just want it to look better.
Well, there's no reason you couldn't use the car wax. It's not all that, except that I wouldn't want my food to be in contact with it. But other than that, I think it's probably okay.
That's a good idea, surely. Well, I thank you for your time.
You're
very
welcome.
I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, despite all of the delays, it's both the baseball season and the spring storm season, either of which could cause a baseball or a branch to fly through a window in your home. Now, if you've lost a window due to a storm or a neighborhood little leaguer, or, you know, my kids, chances are.
Heck of a swing the kids got.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, whatever happened, it is important to know how to clean up that mess safely and then the options for getting that broken window fixed. First of all, don't try to knock out that remaining glass in the frame. You want to use safety gloves and remove the loose and fallen pieces of glass. Now, to clean up small particles of glass, you want to take several thicknesses of wet paper towels and then kind of blot up those pieces of glass and then throw that towel away. Don't reuse it. Don't try to refold it and do another area. You're just going to go through a lot of paper towels. Now, cloth towels, sponges, mops, anything that's like fibrous or has a lot of nooks and crannies, don't use those because they can pick up those tiny pieces of glass and then just kind of hold on to them for ages. And then that's terrible for any other surface or you. It's just not good.
Now, when it comes to replacing broken glass, it really depends on the type of window. If it's an old single pane window, that can definitely be a DIY project. But today, it's much more likely that the window is made with insulated multi-pane glass that's been vacuum sealed and then filled with an insulating gas like argon, for example. Now, for those, it is definitely best for you to go to a manufacturer. If you can identify the original manufacturer, that's a great place. If not, there are replacement window companies that can make just the insulated glass panel for you and then replace it in whole, because you really can't fix that yourself. Even if you were able to replace one side of the glass, it just wouldn't work right. The window would always be fogging, and it just looked terrible. So that's definitely a pro project for an install. But watch out for those flying baseballs and also those spring storms as well, because the wind really whips out. I mean, we had 60-mile-an-hour winds here just in the middle of the day a couple of days ago, and I was making sure that the trash cans and stuff like that, you know, were kind of tied down, because it really can pick stuff up and send it flying. And we want to make sure that your windows, your roof shingles, all the things that tear off and break around your house are not in the way.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this lovely spring weekend? You got some big projects? Got some small projects? Well, whatever it is, we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, floor surfaces contribute directly to more than 2 million fall injuries each year. Up next, we're going to share a new anti-slip product from Deich Coatings that can make your surfaces safer and beautiful when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you got some home improvement questions and don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us.
That's right. Whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor. Of course, you'll be glad to know that only Leslie tackles the decor questions. Otherwise, you wouldn't get that wide of a color palette, you know. But I fix anything that breaks pretty easily, so that's my job here. You can follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast as well. This way you can listen whenever it's convenient for you.
David in Texas is dealing with some rotting wood. Tell us what's going on.
I have a area on my house. I removed my siding, and there's a low spot where the porch meets my house, and the water stayed there and it rotted out my siding, and I pulled it off the bottom board or plate.
Okay.
It also rotted, and I dug all of it out, all the dry rot out, and I was wondering what would be the best to put in there.
Okay, so where the siding reached the porch, that all rotted, and because the water was sitting there, it actually went into the frame itself and rotted out the sill plate of the wall?
Right.
Okay, so where have you exposed the wall from the porch side? So is the siding torn off there?
Right, I pulled off the bottom sheet of siding.
So what you have to do here is a little wall surgery. You have to cut out that sill, the rotted area of sill, and you have to slip a new sill underneath the studs. Is that possible from that side?
I don't think so. I was wondering if there was like some type of composite I could put in there.
Well, the thing is, the sill is a member of the structure, okay? So the studs would sit on top of the sill, and the sill sits on top of the foundation. So you can't really fill a sill, you know, or like you would, say, a rotted piece of wood that you filled with wood putty, because it's not going to be structurally sound. If the area underneath the stud itself is not compressed and rotted out, then maybe you could just walk away from it and leave it alone, that you fix the leak issue. But if it's structurally damaged, the only thing that you can do is dig that out. We see damaged sills all the time with termite infestation, for example. Now, usually it's easiest to do this from the inside of the house. Is the house on a basement?
No, it doesn't have a basement.
So it's on a crawl space or a slab?
It's on a slab.
Okay. Yeah, really what you have to do is remove the siding. You can use a tool called a sawzall. You know what that is? A reciprocating saw. And you can reach into the wall with that, cut out the old sill, slip in a new sill, and put it all back together. And that's the right way to do that repair.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, floor surfaces contribute directly to more than 2 million fall injuries each year, and most fall injuries in the home happen at ground level, not from an elevation.
Now, to help make sure these surfaces are safer, you can apply an anti-slip coating, and there's a new one out from our coatings partner, Deitch Coatings, that makes your surfaces safer and they look better at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. It's called TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat, and it's the newest addition to Deitch Coatings TrackSafe Anti-Slip product line. Now, TrackSafe is a great choice for all kinds of potentially slippery surfaces around your house. You can use the TrackSafe on stairs, porches, walkways, pool decks, or even your garage and your workshop floors.
Yep, and once it's applied, TrackSafe forms a tough, attractive, and slip-resistant barrier that totally stands up. It also gives surfaces that are worn a refreshed look, and it's going to protect them from weather and foot traffic going forward.
Plus, it comes in 5 colors, and it's really as easy to apply as paint. Just roll on 2 quick coats of Color Coat, followed by a coat of Deitch TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and your surfaces will look great and be safer than ever.
TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat from Deitch Coatings is available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Galen, Washington's on the line looking for some cooling solutions. How can we help you today?
So we're looking at installing air conditioning into our home. And we're in the Seattle area, so it doesn't get hot here too much, maybe like 1 to 1.5 months out of the year, but we really need it during that time. And so we're not sure if we really want to go the central air route to get a full system, or if we have a gas furnace, if we could get a gas one, or they've also talked about heating pumps. We just don't really know what the options are and what's going to be like the best investment in our money, but also going to be effective during those hot months.
Okay, how big is your house, Kayla?
It's about 2,700 square feet.
Oh, and you want the entire house cool and comfortable and done evenly?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the downstairs is already relatively cool, but not
and you have a
at all.
And you have a forced air system right now?
Yes.
Look, there's no easy way to do this. You're going to either get a central air conditioning system or you're not. If you had a smaller house or you had maybe just some limited uncomfortable areas in the house, then what we might recommend is called a mini split ductless, which can be used for zones in the house, in big zones, you know, like two-room combination kind of a thing. But I don't think you're certainly not going to be able to evenly cool the entire first floor, the entire second floor of the house with mini split ductless. And frankly, you'd end up needing so many of them that it would be more expensive than putting in a central AC system. So what we would tell you to do is to go ahead and install a traditional central air conditioning system to make sure that the home is sized properly, and so the HVAC contractor can do a heat loss calculation and figure out exactly how many BTUs you need in terms of cooling power to deliver cool temperatures on the hottest days of the summer. You also want to make sure that the system that you use is an Energy Star certified system, because that's going to make a big difference in how much this is going to actually cost you to operate. I mean, the good news is that the system is probably going to last twice as long as any other system in another part of the country because you're going to use it half as much. But there's no inexpensive way to do this, even though you're only using it for 2 months of the year. You're still going to have to put in a central system with all the, you know, all the work that goes with that, buying the compressor, buying the evaporator coil, the condensing coil, the condensing pump, all that sort of thing. It's a job, you know, so it's going to be several thousand dollars to do this. But I would encourage you to make sure that you do it right and use the most energy efficient system possible so that it reduces your operating costs. And also find out from your local utility whether or not there are any rebates available to you for using energy efficient equipment. There very well may be. There's an awful lot of them scattered about across the country.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Gila, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We love helping you out with all of your spring projects, your summer projects, your prepping for fall. I'm always thinking ahead. I got Halloween on the brain even already. Well, whatever it is that you are working on, we here at the Money Pit can lend a hand. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you've got a home that needs a lot of work, it's not always easy to know which project to tackle first. We're going to share some insights next.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adult. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Get going on this project and make sure it comes out right.
All right, now we've got a question here from Kat, who has a home with multiple large windows. She says they let in a ton of natural light, and we love it. However, with that light comes added heat. We've heard about the window film, and it claims to block the heat while allowing light through. Does it really work to reduce the heat without restricting the amount of light?
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty common problem, and the window film today is just amazing stuff. I mean, it can block very specific parts of the UV light that comes through, including the parts that generate heat. But remember, it's a two-way street. You know, those windows are going to be blocked from excessive heat in summer, but you're also going to have any sunlight warming you in the winter. I remember one time, Leslie, I don't know if you remember this, we had a question from a lady who was really upset because she had replaced all her windows and she always was used to sitting in this one chair at her kitchen table, and now she's cold because she no longer felt the heat in the winter, the sun coming through. I'm like, well, that's kind of part
of the job.
Part of the deal. That's right, yeah. So just remember that. But in terms of blocking the light, no, the window films today, they're not just the dark ones that you used to see on streetcars, for example. These are kind of a wide variety of densities. They can be perfectly clear, have no blocking whatsoever. I'll tell you what else they're good for, and that is to protect your furnishings, right, Les?
Oh, my goodness. It really does help a lot, because if you've got, you know, a nice piece of upholstered furniture sitting by a window and that sun is beating in all day, you're going to notice that certain sections of that sofa or furniture or whatever it is that gets subjected to that light all day is going to be a different shade, and there's really nothing you can do about it. The sun is bleaching out that fabric. So when you add these films or change the glass in your window, when you replace a window, you are definitely doing the service of protecting the furniture, which is a big investment. Your floors, the drapes, I mean, so much stuff gets bleached out. So there's benefits all around.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on a beautiful spring weekend. At least we hope it's beautiful where you are, that you're inspired to take on projects both inside and outside your house. Because if you get stuck, if you need some help, if you want us to lend a hand, that's what we do. You can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It's been a bloody weekend so far, like in Buffalo, New York.
You know, also, we're going to need some officers inside the top because we have numerous bodies and we have magazines and bullets and everything. So we need evidence to short.
Clip courtesy of Broadcastify. A gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a supermarket 3 miles north of downtown Buffalo, killing at least 10 people before he was taken into custody. At an arraignment this afternoon, the man pleaded not guilty. Nearly two dozen people injured in three separate shootings in Milwaukee's downtown entertainment district last night, just a few blocks from the arena where the Bucks were playing the Celtics. All the victims are expected to survive. Two young boys shot in Skokie, Illinois early this morning, a 9-year-old dead, 6-year-old expected to survive his wounds. And in Los Angeles, a shooting left one person injured, sent dozens of patrons scrambling out of the Grand Central Market in downtown around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Ukraine says Russian forces are withdrawing from around Ukraine's second-largest city after bombarding it for weeks. Moscow's troops are pulling back from Kharkiv in the northeast while launching mortar, artillery, and airstrikes in the eastern province of Donetsk. Security consultant Justin Crump says Moscow's taken on a more realistic target by focusing just on the east.
It's a constant downshifting of gear towards smaller objectives that Russia can actually achieve. And I think on the biggest scale, they've actually downsized their strategy better to match their ability on the ground.
And Crump says don't look for an end to the conflict anytime soon.
And, of course, their final hope is that we will lose interest completely in the conflict in Ukraine by the summer. They're calculating that Western audiences will lose interest in the same way as Afghanistan last year. And that's something that Russia thinks that your time's working in its favor.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The United Arab Emirates announced that Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan has been unanimously approved as the president after the passing of his elder half-brother. BBC's Sebastian Usher has details.
Sheikh Mohammed has been running the UAE for years due to the ill health of Sheikh Khalifa. He's already carved out a far more active role for the country. The 61-year-old has overseen the UAE's normalization of ties with Israel, prioritizing a regional anti-Iran alliance over traditional Arab concerns such as the Palestinian issue. In response to the uprisings across the Arab world in 2011, he's intensified Gulf hostility to political Islam. With Saudi Arabia, the UAE has been a key part of a coalition fighting in Yemen. The country has also been involved in several other regional conflicts.
That's Sebastian Usher reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has blocked part of an Alabama law banning anyone from giving transgender minors gender-affirming medication.
The law took effect May 8th, making it a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison to prescribe or administer gender-affirming puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors to help affirm their new gender identity. Parents with transgendered children and the Justice Department have challenged the law as unconstitutional. The judge issued a preliminary injunction stopping the state from enforcing the medication ban while that challenge goes forward. He left in place other parts of the law banning gender-affirming surgeries and requiring school officials to tell parents if a minor discloses their transgender. I'm Ben Thomas.
The owner of an oil pipeline that spewed thousands of barrels of crude into Southern California beaches back in 2015 agreeing to pay $230 million to settle a lawsuit. More at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th. Inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Deutsch Coatings, Wagner Sprayers, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your how-to projects done. This is episode 2205. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But if you've got some projects to do right now, you can get in touch with us and we will help, because that's what we do. We're like your home improvement counselor, your coach, sometimes we're your therapist if things don't go well, but we're here to help you get that job done. So reach out to us. You can do so at moneypit.com/ask, or you can post your questions on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, are you ready to take on a big paint project this spring? Like maybe we're talking about a deck or a fence or even the exterior of your house. As tough as that kind of a size job sounds, it's actually become a lot easier now to get done thanks to these new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. We're going to explain how they work and how they help you get your painting done three times faster.
And right about now, we are in the middle of the spring flooring season. That's a time when new products, patterns, and colors emerge and establish trends for years to come. We're going to share some insight on what's new, what's next, and what's trending in flooring for the season.
And butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your house means you'll have an army of pollinators working hard in your garden. We're going to share the top five flowers that will encourage them to make your home their home.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement question.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions for the fastest response at moneypit.com/ask. Leslie, let's get to it.
Alan in Tennessee has got a driveway that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a house about 5 years old, and the driveway is started getting some cracks in it, and I just was looking for the best way to you know, patch them and keep it from spreading. For the past probably 3 years, every spring I put pressure wash the driveway and put sealer on it. But, you know, other than that, that's about all I've ever done to the drive.
Okay, and what's it look like now in terms of the condition? Does it have a lot of cracks in it?
It's not a lot, but, you know, it's got a few that run, and, you know, some of them have started spider webbing out.
Okay, so here's the thing. You want to try to maintain these so they don't get a lot worse. Quikrete has a caulk-like product that's designed to fill cracks in concrete driveways. And it's
right.
A good idea to use a product like that because you know it's going to adhere and expand and contract with the driveway. The goal here is to try to keep a lot of water from getting in there because as the water gets in, it will expand and then it'll crack. As it freezes, it'll expand and crack. And then, of course, it's a little bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger. And that's how it really starts to break down and break apart the driveway. So as those cracks start to show themselves and open up, it's not unusual. So don't panic. It's pretty much normal wear and tear with concrete. But it's also a good idea to seal them using the products that are designed just for that.
Okay, so the Quikrete's probably the best way to go?
Yeah, it's called the Quikrete Concrete Repair. It's a sanded acrylic latex caulk, and it's designed specifically for crack repair. Comes in two different tube sizes, either a 10-ounce tube or a 5.5-ounce tube. Not expensive, easy to apply, gives you really good adhesion, and it's going to stand up to the weather, and most importantly, keep the water from getting into those cracks.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Jane in D.C. on the line who needs some help with an eco-friendly rug. Tell us what you're looking for.
I am in search of a type of rug or rugs that one can safely have installed in their home. And it's not toxic or as toxic as the present ones we have.
Yeah, you know, it used to be that we look forward to that new carpet smell.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Now we know that it's bad for you. So, yeah, I mean, there are lines with all major manufacturers that are low VOC products that have reduced those odors and made them safer for us to take inside our homes. The organization that creates standards for the carpet industry is called the Carpet and Rug Institute, and the Carpet and Rug Institute has an indoor air quality testing program that is kind of like an Energy Star sort of thing where you have a seal. It's an icon that has a CRI inside like a small greenhouse, and if you see that icon on the carpet, you know that it meets their standards for low emissions. And that's something you can learn more about at the Carpet and Rug Institute website. But besides that, the other thing that you want to do is try to have the carpet delivered a day or two before it's installed so that it can be unrolled in outside and aired for a bit or perhaps in the garage or a place like that. And that's important. If there's any gluing that has to be put down, you want to make sure that you use also low VOC adhesives so you don't have any adhesives that are contributing to the VOC problem in your house. And I think manufacturers like, I think, Shaw has made a name for themselves with environmentally friendly carpets. Mohawk is another brand that I know has those types of carpets.
You know, and when it comes to padding, you might want to use the felt padding instead of any of the rubber padding that they might have.
Okay, what do you call that padding?
Felt padding. It's just a standard carpet padding. That, of course, you know, cannot be used below grade. But, you know, airing it out is very important. I remember when we were putting wall-to-wall carpeting in my son's room when I was pregnant, we had the installer, you know, roll out the piece and keep it in his, you know, shop for days and days and days and days.
I remember my mother used to air certain things out when they came back from the cleaners.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you took the bags off and let them air out a bit.
Exactly.
And essentially, you're going to do the same thing with the carpet.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
what
that
I'm picking up from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be much more comfortable. That plus the fact that carpet today, if you search for the right kind with a CRI seal on it, is going to have less VOCs to begin with. Okay, Jane?
Oh, okay. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate this. I've been waiting and waiting, you know, to get this information.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you a DIYer but draw the line on big painting projects like decks and fences and exteriors?
Well, Wagner's Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers may just change your mind. We had a chance to review the Wagner Control Pro 170. I'm going to share those details next.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, whether you're doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, on The Money Pit podcast, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get the job done right the first time.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Tanya in North Carolina is on the line with a door question. Tell us what's going on. You've got some rot in the framework.
The threshold at the bottom is coming up. I guess it's rotten under there. It's got to be taken out. And then about a foot up on each side of that frame, it's rotted out. So do I have to take out the whole frame and put a new one in, or can I just cut that off and replace that at the bottom?
Okay, so Tanya, I think you're talking about, when you say frame, I think you're talking about the door sill and the door jamb.
Is that correct?
Right.
Not the framing of the wall.
Yeah, whatever the door fits in. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the door sill and the door jams. And the best way to replace the door is to cut the entire door out, including the sill and the jams all the way around, and then install a pre-hung exterior door. So, you know, down in North Carolina, for example, you can go to a Lowe's and buy a Benchmark door by Therma-Tru.
Mm-hmm.
Good quality fiberglass door, all pre-hung, pretty easy and straightforward to install that. And you won't have to worry about it rotting out because it's fiberglass.
Oh, okay.
You don't try to repair the jam or the sill that are heavily rotted like that. You just tear them out. The easy way to do that, by the way, is to remove the trim off of all sides. And a contractor would use a reciprocating saw to basically cut the nails between the trim and the frame of the house.
Uh-huh.
And that door will pop out in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it's really easy to get it out just with the right tools.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Kirk in California on the line who's dealing with a patio issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have a 1974 house, and in the back I have a patio that I believe was probably poured in the 70s, too. It's about approximately 20 by 14, cordoned off into about six quads, separated by 2x4s. And under the eaves, with a little bit of rain we get, and along the main walkways, it's kind of getting worn down a little bit. And I wanted to know how to preserve that.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the patio itself, if the surface is wearing off, you can use an epoxy patching compound on that surface. You know, Quikrete makes a whole bunch of products that are designed just for that. You want to make sure you choose a product that's designed to stick to concrete and one that's designed to be a patch. Because if you try to use any type of just regular concrete or mortar, it just won't stick well. It might look good for like a week and it'll start to chip and break apart. So you want to use one that's really going to adhere very, very well.
Okay, but how about with the epoxy? Will it still give it the original look?
Actually, if you do it to the whole patio, it'll look like a completely new patio. It will be actually quite attractive. You can get it in different colors as well, okay?
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, thanks so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, do you have a big paint project in mind, like maybe painting the exterior of your house or your deck or a fence? As challenging as that size job sounds, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to the new high-efficiency Wagner airless sprayers. These sprayers are perfect for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can take on big projects yourself instead of hiring a contractor. That's going to save you some money. Now, Tom, you had the chance to work with the Control Pro 170. How'd that go?
Yeah, I had to paint a pretty big board-on-board fence, and I got to tell you, using a brush and a roller would have taken forever because if you think about the design of that fence, it's got all sorts of nooks and crannies, so spraying was definitely the best option. But what I really liked about these Wagner Control Pro airless sprayers is that they produce a lot less overspray. In fact, about 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers, so you're not going to waste paint. And you're also going to get a softer output and a lot better control than most paint sprayers. The finish looks great, and it goes on about three times faster than a roller, so that means you're going to get your big projects done a lot faster. Now, the Wagner Control Pro airless sprayers are really good for DIYers that are just getting into airless spraying, and I got to tell you, I've got the professional equipment, and that will be really hard for a DIYer to pick up the first time. But these are really easy to use, and they definitely produce a very high-quality finish that I think most DIYers will be very proud of. They've got several models that I use that Control Pro 170 again. And here's why, because it actually pulls paint or stain directly from either a 1 or a 5 gallon bucket. And that's really useful for large projects where you don't want to keep switching out the paint. And in my case, I was doing that big fence. And so 5 gallons was actually about what I needed. So I didn't have to stop and restock the paint, you know, every, I don't know, 20, 30 feet or whatever. So I think it was a really good choice for me and perhaps for you as well. But they have smaller ones that will just work with a 1 gallon or smaller container. To find the right sprayer for your project needs, you can go to WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. And let us know what you think.
And now we've got Kimberly in College Station, Texas, with a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
We bought this house several years ago, and we had an inspection of the house, and we didn't know that we had a problem with a roof leak. The inspectors didn't catch it because the people who owned the house first put some plastic over the leaking areas, so when it rained, it held water. And we didn't know that until like 4 or 5 months afterwards, after we bought the house. And then our insurance wouldn't cover anything. And we've got more leaks now because the house is getting older. And so instead of replacing the entire roof, we're looking for some suggestions on some kind of a seal. And we don't even know, you know, there's all these things out there. We don't know what would be the best, if there's anything available, or what we should do.
Okay, so you say that they covered this with plastic, and your home inspector never noticed that it was covered with plastic? I mean, duh.
No, and it's on the up in the inside of the house. And also, they painted the ceiling. They had a 5-gallon can of white ceiling paint in our garage, so they kept it covered all the time, which nobody caught that. I didn't think anything about it.
Was this roof accessible, the area that was covered with plastic?
Yes. And he walked around up there in it, and I guess it hadn't rained in a while, so those little sealed areas weren't full of water at the time.
Let me ask you this. Is this a sloped roof or a flat roof?
Slope.
And has it ever been covered with tar or anything like that?
No.
So the metal is still fresh in the sense that it's never been tarred over?
No, it's not tarred.
Well, have you had a roofer look at it?
We have. We've had several. And, I mean, one told us that it would cost us like $6,000 or $7,000 to put a seal on it. And now there's some of those things out there, you know, at the home improvement stores. We just
know
if...
Let me make this real easy for you. You don't seal a metal roof. You repair a metal roof. Metal roofs can last 100 years. So if any roofer is trying to sell you something in a can that he's going to seal the roof with, that is a disaster waiting to happen for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's not the right way to fix it. Secondly, it actually does more harm than good, and here's why. Because when you seal a roof with tar, a metal roof with tar, water still gets in, it gets under the tar, and then it quickly rusts the roof away. If you have a roof that is cracked or has rusted out in a piece of area, then you repair those. You don't tar over them like you might, say, an asphalt roof. So that's what you need to do, is to find a roofer who is a craftsman. And I realize that that's easier said than done. But if you find a roofer that's a craftsman that really has experience with metal roofs and doesn't just know how to tear one off, that doesn't count as experience with a metal roof, which unfortunately many will just like say, oh, we'll tear it off and do something else. No, if you find somebody that really knows metal roofs, then that should be completely repairable. And I would not encourage you to put any kind of sealant on it, but to figure out where it's leaking and why it's leaking and fix it. You got to dig into it further, Kim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have these double doors, stormproof doors. They're made out of fiberglass, and they have a steel piece that goes down the middle, and the insulation has receded from where it's supposed to be, and I'd like to know where I would find the stuff to replace it with.
So these are metal storm doors, John?
No, they're fiberglass. The metal rod that goes down the middle, there's a metal piece that goes from top to bottom in the middle, and that has insulation in it, and it seems to have receded at the bottom of the door, at the top of the door.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's the astragal, which is the piece in between, and that piece of insulation typically will pull back at the upper corner and the lower corner of the door. You should be able to find maybe not that exact type of insulation, but one that's similar in a weather stripping supply center, so hardware store, home center. You should be able to find either rubber or a heavy felt weather stripping that could replace that original one that was part of the manufacturer, because sometimes with older doors like that, it's hard to get the exact part.
Right, and the doors have no labels or anything that tells me who the manufacturer was.
Yeah, I know. And that's the piece of weather stripping that typically does wear out first. So I would think about being creative. You're not going to be able to find the exact part, but you'll find something very similar that you should be able to make work.
All right, then. I think I can handle it then.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? Whatever it is, let us lend you a hand as we come to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Just ahead, it's spring flooring season, and that's a time when new products, patterns, and colors hit the market. We're going to share insight on what's new, what's next, and what's trending in flooring for the season when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House, of course. Charlus Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite or try something new. Charlus Tap House, rule number one, come from a homemade pizza. Stay for the beer wall. You'll find Charlus Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, right now we are in the middle of the spring flooring season, and that's a time when new products, patterns, and colors emerge and establish trends for years to come.
For insight on what's new, what's next, and what's trending in flooring, we welcome Jen Meska. She's the Director of Merchandising for LL Flooring. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I don't think a lot of people know that spring is a really big season for flooring. It seems that while we're all enjoying the outdoors, there's plenty of time to think about refreshing those indoor spaces for the seasons ahead as well.
Absolutely. It's a great time, right? Like, you can send the kids outside and clear some space inside and do some updates. It's a perfect time.
What are you seeing now in terms of trends moving into this season compared to past? I know you guys got some new products and new colors and stuff, but what are people going for and why?
Well, really what we're seeing is just a huge uptick in floors that are made up of longer and wider boards. So, you know, when you think about a traditional floor, they were sort of narrow when you think about that traditional home. But what's happening now is that boards are getting really wide. 7 inches and wider is what we're seeing start to uptrend. And to kind of go with that, you want a board that's longer as well. You don't want sort of a wide and short board. And what that does is it really helps to expand the space that you're in and give it a really fresh, modern look.
Are you seeing any interesting finishes or colors that are going along with this wider plank?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've obviously seen a lot of Scandinavian influence in home decor over the last few years, and that's starting to transition into more permanent features in the home, like flooring. And so we're seeing a big uptick in blonde floors. So really from very pale white oaks and super clean natural maples, things like that. So, like, think of your traditional gym floor, things like that, all the way up to lightly textured but still in those very soft blonde colors. It's been very strong.
You know, I'm seeing that the performance of a lot of these floors are better than we've seen in many, many years. I mean, we've always had durable floors, but now you've got products like your hybrid stone product like Duravana and others that are really affordable but incredibly durable. I mean, you can't kill this stuff. You could soak it in water. It would have no effect on it. The finishes are really hard, really scratch-resistant, and they're really going to stand up a lot longer than some of the floors we saw, you know, a decade ago.
Absolutely, and you're right. We're seeing that both in wood floors and in, you know, more traditional manufactured floors, and like you mentioned, hybrids. And I think that's the most exciting technology that's happening in flooring right now, is taking sort of the best of all worlds. So where you got, you know, waterproofness in vinyl or better decor looks in laminate, we're combining a lot of those things. Technology has really moved on to put those things together into one floor. And hybrid resilient is a great example. That one happens to be exclusive to LL Flooring, but it's the floor that can handle any lifestyle. You're right in saying that really sort of anything you can throw at it. If you've got a busy household, a floor with incredible dent resistance and scratch resistance is great for kids and pets. You add that dual defense waterproofing, and that's sort of an extra level of waterproof. So both the plank itself is waterproof, but then with this innovative locking system, it prevents water or anything else leaking in between the joints of the floor, so you are getting the best water protection there as well. And, you know, a particular favorite of mine about the Duravana floors is that they're made mostly from FSC-certified forests and wood products. So they're essentially coming from, they're fulfilling that sustainability message with recyclable products incorporated into the making of them. And so to me, that is just really important as we think about, you know, the future of our planet. So it's great to have beautiful floors that stand up to your lifestyle, but also, you know, we're doing good things in the world.
I mean, the way you described how this floor would stand up, you basically just described my weekend with my children, whereas one was spraying the kitchen sprayer across the room, the other one was riding some sort of wheelie cart across the room as well as the dog chased him. So I was like, what is happening? So I may be knocking on your door for some new floors.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100% we envisioned when, you know, we kind of brought this product to life. So It's great.
Well, I used the Duravana in my laundry room recently, and I wanted a floor that was, of course, waterproof, but also really durable. I have a laundry room in a condominium that we own and have rented for many years, and the laundry room structure was such that, or shaped such that, people would always sort of walk in this sort of 2-foot-wide area to get in front of the machines. And over the years, the floor just wore down there.
Mm-hmm.
So took the machines out. I leveled out the floor, made some repairs there, and I dropped in the Duravana. And I'm not going to ever have to touch that for a really, really long time. Hey, let's talk about hardwood. You know, even though we have all of these beautiful hybrids and vinyl products that are super tough, sometimes you just want to have some warm wood. Have the finishes on those products also improved with technology?
They have. And, you know, you're speaking to my heart. I'm a hardwood girl at heart. So much as I think that the technology is incredible in, you know, in the manufactured space, and it's really important, like you said, for people with busy households, there's been a ton of improvement in on the wood side of the business as well, specifically in engineered hardwood. And if you don't, you know what that is, it is real wood veneers applied to a different substrate that usually has additional technology to it, so you're getting a bunch of benefits there. My favorite is actually a collection that we have called the Era Collection, and it's named that because it really did bring forward a new era in hardwood. So it encompasses the trends that we were talking about, these incredibly long and wide boards. They're almost 10 inches wide, 8 feet long, and you're getting this very like high trend look in beautiful European colors. They're made in Sweden. But they have the performance much more like a manufactured product, where they've got that water protection and they've got incredible dent and scratch resistance. So it's really exciting to see what's happening in the wood space there.
Well, that's all amazing. I mean, when you can truly have a beautiful floor that stands up to very, very busy daily family life, I mean, I feel like it's just a win-win for everyone, except it's going to put you guys out of business because your floors are going to last forever.
Hey, we would be happy with that. You know, like floors that people are happy with for life, that's really our goal.
Jen Meska, the Director of Merchandising for LL Flooring, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit with that update, and have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Coming up, butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your garden means that you're going to have an army of pollinators working hard in your yard. We're going to share the top 5 flowers that will encourage them to make your home their home next.
Live in a bonnie pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help? Maybe you got a renovation, a repair, a decor project? Well, you can post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want to get your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your yard means that you're going to have an army of pollinators working hard in your garden. Now, for butterflies, nectar is the food that they like, so if you plant the right flowers in flowering bushes, the butterflies are gladly going to stop by to feed. Now, these five flowers can help attract those butterflies. The first one has got to be the most appropriately named plant out there. It's the butterfly bush, and it is by far the best choice when it comes to a beautiful butterfly garden. The plant itself is also called a summer lilac, and it's gorgeous.
Now, next, we have the butterfly flower, or the butterfly weed. It's another must-have for butterfly lovers. This plant kind of does dual duty, because it not only supplies nectar for adult butterflies, but it's also a host plant for caterpillars. That butterfly weed helps keep the species like the monarch butterfly thriving, as the plant itself actually contains a toxic substance that makes the caterpillars taste nasty to predators. Hummingbirds also love those butterfly weeds. Now let's talk about the coneflower. That is third on our list of plants and butterflies love. The coneflowers are super easy to grow. They're actually drought resistant. They're cold hardy. They're going to grow pretty much anywhere. They're going to feature large flowers that bloom over a long period of time. So you're going to have them through several seasons. And I think that's really a must, kind of a staple for any serious butterfly gardener.
Now, then there's the aster family. Now, within the aster family, there's a lot of different varieties, and they're all beautiful. They have a lot of blue and violet hues to them. And the nice thing about this butterfly-attracting plant is that it blooms in the later summer and fall, so that means it's going to attract butterflies for a longer period of time in your garden. And I always sort of like to stagger how things flower in the yard so that you're always, you know, looking at something new and have lots of color. So that's a great choice. And the last one here is salvia. This is another must for anybody who wants to attract butterflies, hummingbirds, even honeybees. The salvia plant produces rich nectar even in drought conditions, which is needed as a food source in extremely dry weather. The red is a favorite if you want to attract the hummingbirds, too. They're easy to grow, and they add bright color to any garden.
Pat and I was on the line with a question about painting. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I would like to paint my aluminum siding on my home. I can't afford to side it right now. And I was wondering if it's possible to paint aluminum siding.
Absolutely. There's no reason you can't paint aluminum siding. What you want to do is clean the house really well, power wash it perhaps, and then you're going to have to prime that siding. That's really important.
Otherwise, nothing is going to stick.
Exactly. So you need to do a primer coat.
Okay. Well, what kind of primer?
Well, you're going to use a primer that's designed to work with the paint that you select. So, for example, if you're going to work with the Benjamin Moore family of paints, you're going to use a Benjamin Moore primer.
Okay.
And the primer is the glue. It's the adhesive coat. That's what makes the paint stick. And then you put the top coat on top of that.
Now, will this peel on the south side where the sun hits?
No, not if you do a good job on the prep. You know, that's why we're telling you to prime it. It's you because and because the siding is metal, that paint job should last you a good 8 to 10 years. It lasts less if it's an organic material like wood siding, but with metal siding, it can last a long time if it's done well.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to know. Okay. I wasn't sure I could even do it. I thought maybe it would just peel right off. Now, the power wash, is that just... I'd have to hire somebody to probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you happen to have your own pressure washer, yeah, you'd have to hire somebody to do that. And they'll use the detergent and clean off any dirt and debris and algae and so on that's on the metal. And you let it dry really, really well. Then you prime, then you paint. I mean, it's a big project, Pat. You know, if you're not comfortable with, 10-foot, 20-foot ladders, depending on how high your house is, you might want to hire a painter to do this.
No, I'd probably hire someone else to do it. But do you think it'd be real expensive, or would I be better off to... find a good vinyl siding man to put.
Well, I think that you don't have to side the house. You don't have to put siding. You can paint this house and paint it successfully, and I think it will be less expensive than siding.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? We are almost at Memorial Day, which is like the kickoff to summer. So how can we help you get everything in tip-top shape before you have that kickoff barbecue? The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's going on outside. I'm going to share some tips after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For details.
Thank you.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you guys need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? We are here to share expert tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Stan heard our podcast about raised garden beds and asked some good questions. All right, Stan says, why would you want to raise the garden above otherwise good soil? Potting soil can be expensive. Should I be mixing it 50-50 with sand? And if I use pressure-treated wood to frame the raised garden, is there any danger that that lumber will leak chemicals into the veggies? Those are a lot of good questions.
A lot of good questions. So, first off, Stan, the raised garden beds are a really nice way to sort of set off a garden from the rest of the yard. Some people also like to add a roof with wire mesh to keep out wildlife, so you have some options there. And, yeah, potting soil would be expensive, but that's why we recommend garden soil or even specific raised garden bed soil. It's available and is a lot less than just doing it all with potting mix. And as for your concern about pressure-treated lumber, totally understand it, but it's not as much of an issue anymore because the treatment processes were updated over a decade ago. But if you're concerned, a simple solution is just to line the planter with plastic sheeting. But I really don't think it's much of an issue. And you know what? Those garden beds are a really nice way to get started on a garden around your house. And if you've got kids, boy, they love the garden beds because it's a lot less work starting from scratch.
Yeah, and you know what? It puts them at a good height for the kids, too, because they're kind of like right in a space where they can reach and help. It's fun because it's right there where everybody can access it.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's happening outside. Leslie has some tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, time to refresh that inside space before the cold weather comes back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it's colder out, I always like to layer things on the inside that feel cozy and warm and darker because I want to feel all warmed up inside my house. But now that it's summertime, or at least getting to be summertime, I want to bring that outdoors in. I want to feel everything in the house be fresh and light and airy. I really want it to feel beachy and summery. So why don't we start with items that we use on a daily basis? Go ahead, change out those heavy, dark-toned winter linens, the bedding, the towels. Put those away for the season and swap out for ones that are lighter weight, softer in color, things that sort of have that gauzy, summery feel to it. Even colors and tones of taupes and beiges and grays and light blues, things that just make you feel like you're at the beach. Now, even your draperies, you can make those more seasonally appropriate. You could even go without draperies for the summer season just to let more light in, or go with something that feels more gauzy, that has like a nice breezy feel to it, something that's going to move around in the open air, or even swap out a fabric shade for a bamboo one or a natural one to give you that same beachy feel. And it's super easy, especially if you find ones with the same mounting hardware. Go to the same manufacturer. You should be able to just find ones that will interchange with the hardware that is existing to your current shade. And finally, throw pillows, area rugs. You can swap those out as well for summery colors, summer textures. You want that beachy frame of mind. I mean, my goodness, I don't live on the water. I'm not far from it, about a 20-minute drive, but I do love to feel like I'm sort of in that escaped vacation mode when I'm in my house. And you can do it by swapping out some of the things that you've already gotten home. And once you do it once, if you don't have it now, you'll kind of store things away and you'll be able to just swap stuff out every season. So don't be afraid to add to your collection.
Coming up next time on the program, enjoying a relaxing afternoon in your own backyard is one of the true joys of home ownership. But if you prefer to keep out of the public eye, landscaped privacy screens provide a great option over fencing. We're going to share the best ways to do just that in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-82.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.